Guys, before we continue on with the podcast, I just want to give you some information in terms of my coaching program. So I do offer private coaching, but if that is something that you are not able to do with me, I do offer an online coaching program. It is a 9-week course. It is all about emotional healing. Why is emotional healing important? Because you have to know what is going on inside of you. You have to know what your wounds are. You have to know how you were programmed. You have to learn how to have a positive and healthy self-talk. So everything that you've ever wanted, whether it's a healthy relationship, whether it's more money, whether it's to live in a certain house, or whatever the goals are that you have set for yourself for your life, they all are determined by you. So how healthy you are mentally, how healthy you are emotionally, and learning how to not just heal, but rebuild and reprogram is literally the most important thing you can ever do for yourself. More important than any college education you can ever get, because this will allow you to have the self-worth, the self-esteem, the self-confidence in yourself to be able to attract and have everything that you've ever wanted. If you are interested in starting my online course, you can go to my website, StephanieLynnLYNLifeCoaching.com, and click on my 9-week course towards emotional healing. You can have all of the information there and get started as soon as possible.
So, neediness. This is a topic that comes up a lot in my DMs, my emails, and my comments from you guys. So what do we do when we are the needy person in the relationship? Number one, good for you for recognizing that you tend to be this person in your relationship. So when I think of someone who's needy, I think of someone who needs a lot of attention in the relationship. So perhaps they need a lot of validation. They need a lot of compliments. They are always texting. They are always wanting to be around their partner. They could become extremely jealous. They could miss the person. You know, it's almost like a very codependent relationship. They can never do something by themselves. They always need their partner by their side. And again, if we really enjoy our partner and we want them around often and we like them, then that's a great thing. But there does come a time in a relationship where possibly you could even lose yourself a little bit. You tend to lose your identity a little bit. You tend to lose that aspect of having your own life, having your own hobbies, having something for yourself that is outside your relationship. And that is healthy as long as it is respective to the relationship. Now, in the beginning stages of dating, this is probably the most predominant, because you could be the person that, you know, you just started dating someone, you really like this person, and you're stalking them all over social media. You are texting them way too much. You are emailing them, you're DMing them. You know, you're always trying to be in contact with this person. You're possibly moving too fast in the relationship. So a lot of times when we come from that kind of lack, when we come from that insecurity, we want to progress the relationship really, really quickly, because we feel if the words "I love you" are said, or if we're moving in together, or if we're exclusive, that means, hey, you're never going to leave me. That gives me a sense of security in the relationship, when in the reality is we know that that doesn't. So if you tend to really feel almost depressed or sad, or that, you know, life is kind of boring without this person, again, on some levels, it's great if you really enjoy a person, but just think of anyone in your life that's a friend that you really enjoy. Spending 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, feeling depressed if you're not with that person is not something that's healthy. And it really goes the same for your partner or your spouse or your girlfriend, boyfriend, whoever you are in an intimate relationship with. So when all of these things begin to happen, we tend to lose our sense of identity, like I had said earlier. And when that happens, we don't know who we are. We don't know what we think. We don't know how we feel. We don't know what we need today. We don't know, you know, what are the things that I enjoy doing? It really becomes all about the relationship and these two people like becoming one. And I know that's the phrase that tends to be kind of thrown around in terms of soulmates and you complete me and all of that type of stuff, but no one completes you. So you have to be healthy and whole just by yourself. So learning how to have your own identity. What do I think? What do I feel? You know, what do I need today? Being able to do things on your own without needing someone to do it with you, whether that's go to the store, whether that's, you know, go to the gym, whether that's go for a walk, whether that's saying, hey, you know what? I want to go for a bike ride today. Do you want to? No, you don't? Okay, well, I'm going to go spend 20, 30 minutes and go do that by myself. That ability to be by yourself and be okay That combats all neediness. You will not be a needy, insecure person if you're able to do things on your own. Now, jealousy, insecurity, and neediness sometimes can go hand in hand, because if you're a very needy person, on some level, there's some type of insecurity or lack going on within yourself. Now, if there's a severe amount of insecurity coming from you, then you're going to need a lot of praise, a lot of validation. So this is probably the person that's hinting for compliments. Oh, I look ugly today. Oh, I look fat today. And they want their partner to come in and really praise them and tell them that, no, you're not, and kind of really uplift them. So here we go with that codependent relationship, or possibly even a narcissistic relationship. So if you are or have been the type of person in a relationship where when your spouse is talking to someone of the opposite sex, or a person that you know that they would find very attractive, you completely lose your stuff, right? Like, you lose all common sense and just become over emotional, erratic, completely jealous. You start accusing this person. You're creating these stories in your head that this person now wants to, you know, be with this person or finds them more attractive than me. And so your insecurities really start coming into play. So this will probably end up resulting in some sort of passive aggressive behavior, possibly even a fight where you've now picked a fight with this person based on a story that you're telling yourself because of something that you feel within inside of yourself that you're not dealing with. And if the person is unaware of your stuff, then they might be combative and go back and forth with you. And now here we go with World War II. So something that I find that is so healthy for a relationship is that ability to kind of miss each other. So when you go away on a trip and you kind of leave your spouse or you leave your partner, and just that time away where you kind of realize, wow, I haven't talked to you in a while, or, you know, you're able to FaceTime and you haven't had that kind of interaction where it becomes a little exciting and flirtatious almost, that's healthy, because you have to have your own sense of independence. You have to have an ability to be able to miss your partner so you can remember, you know, it's just the law of familiarity. You know, whenever you are with something for enough time, you tend to take advantage of it, not advantage of it, but you don't often realize all the great things that are within this person. And that's just any person. It doesn't matter if healthy or not healthy, you know, trying to be abusive or not, that's just life. And that's just us as human beings. So being able to miss your partner and have your own sense of independence and pull away from the relationship for a minute so you can have your own life, that is healthy. In terms of people that are dating in neediness, I would say definitely moving too fast is a sign of neediness. It's just a sign of insecurity, because who wants to move fast in a relationship? So that means that you've been so eager to be in a relationship that because you started dating someone and yeah, you're having great chemistry, the conversation's good, like things are flowing, you don't all of a sudden dive into a full-blown committed relationship and completely lose everything that you just worked so hard to build, hopefully. You don't just throw that away because all of a sudden you have a shiny new toy. That is a severe case of low self-esteem. Someone that was really felt lack or desperate to get in a relationship, that when they started actually getting one, they wanted to full-blown go in that and lose everything else that they've just built. So how do we begin to kind of overcome this sense of neediness or this jealousy or this insecurity? Number one, you have to be mindful. I always say, regardless of what it is that you're trying to change within yourself, you have to be mindful as to when you're actually doing it. So when does the neediness come? When the neediness comes, what is it? Is it, I'm hinting for a compliment, I need reassurance right now? And on some level, that's fine if you need it or would like it, I would say. But to need it, to not feel okay unless someone is able to verbally, you know, calm you down, that's not that person's job. You have to be able to kind of go inside and figure out what's going on. What am I telling myself right now? And be able to talk yourself through things. That's self-parenting. That's what we talk about every week on this channel, is learning how to have an inner dialogue with yourself that's healthy, that allows you to, number one, spot when a wound or some kind of past trauma is coming up, and how do I deal with it? Do I need to tend to it? Do I need to heal it? Do I need to talk to it? Do I need to validate it? Or is it something, a story that I'm just creating in my head and that story is not even true? So beginning to use more logic than emotion when you're having some of your thoughts. In order to do any of that, you have to first be mindful. You have to be mindful of, like, okay, here I go. I'm going down a rabbit hole of sheer jealousy, telling, you know, convincing myself of a story that possibly like isn't even happening right now. And quite frankly, even if it did happen, you know, hindsight, and you go back and you're like, wait a minute, I had a feeling of that. If it ends up actually happening, you'll handle that situation. There's nothing that you can change in the moment sometimes, unless you feel like you're being disrespected. So in terms of jealousy, if there's something that's inappropriate that's going on and that's not okay with you, that's not neediness. That's actually you now saying, okay, these are my standards, these are my boundaries, and what you did was not okay. If you're a person and your love language is words of affirmation, and that's something that makes you feel loved inside, and then having those affirmations is something that you need, and that's totally fine. But needing it so someone builds up your self-esteem, that's the neediness, that's the insecurity, that's the unhealthiness that we're talking about right now. So being mindful to recognize when do those things come up, being aware of like, okay, I have been with my partner 24 hours a day for 3 weeks, quarantine's over, let me go make plans with someone else. Okay, I'm spending all this time with my partner, and while I absolutely love it and everything's going great, we're fine, there's no bumps in the road or anything like that, let me also remember who I am and get in touch with my own identity and do something for myself this week. Just having some healthy balance in your life is necessary. One of the biggest things that you can do in terms of neediness is the texting. When someone is uber needy or really insecure, they're going to text and text and text. And if they don't get an answer, they're going to start freaking out as to why hasn't this person responded? Oh, well, they're not into me. Oh, well, they're doing something else. Oh, well, maybe they're cheating on me. Like all of these stories begin to happen. You need to sit with those stories, sit with that in that anxiety, and be able to work through it. So the next thing, if you are someone who is needy, is work on your self-esteem, work on loving yourself, work on knowing how to be alone, work on all of the stories that you tell yourself, work on self-parenting, work on mindfulness. Like these are the things that you have to work on every single day. So when you do get into a relationship, you are a healthy person in the relationship. If you're a healthy person, even if you attract someone who is not healthy, the relationship won't last because you are at a certain level and you need someone who's going to meet you where you're at. And if you're with someone that is not at your level, then the relationship is never going to work and it's gonna fall off. You know, be independent, get your own set of friends, go on trips with, you know, other friends and not just your partner all the time. Spend time alone, go do something for yourself on a Saturday and just be for a second. Learn how to enjoy your own company so you can have that healthy balance in any relationship. And lastly, work on trusting people. A lot of the times when we're needy and we have these insecurities and we are filled with jealousy, it is because we do not trust other people. Learn to trust. And if you've ever been in a situation where you've been betrayed or you have abandonment, it is understandable why you have this hesitation. But not every person is your last partner or is a person that has let you down in the past. So give people the benefit of the doubt. And even if someone does something to hurt that trust, betray you, abandon you in the future, you will be able to handle that. That's something that I always tell myself. No matter what happens to me in my life, I will be able to handle myself. It doesn't mean I won't feel sad or I won't be upset that this happened, but I know how to handle the situation. I know how to take care of myself. So I trust that I'm gonna give trust to people as they begin to earn that trust. And I trust myself that if something happens, I'll be able to take care of myself emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually.